We have the joy every week here during our Lent of hearing a testimony from someone in our congregation. It's an awesome time to, one, get to know each other better, get to know our people's stories and whatnot. It's also an amazing way to see how God's been working through their life and then weaving how God ties in their story with each one of us, right, has a story of how God's been working through the highs and the lows. And so we have the absolute joy and pleasure of having Grace and Nancy Bond with us. It has been wonderful getting to know them. And man, you guys are really in for a treat. Hearing God and how he has worked through Grace's life and just the absolute joy that she shines into this world. I mean, I was just saying, she is the least nervous out of the three of us right here. I'll tell you that. So can we give a warm welcome to Grace and Nancy Bond right here? You guys. Thank you guys so much for being here. Hey, you know what? We are raw and things fall and things mess up and we're good to go. Nothing broke, right, James? Nothing broke. We're good to go. Awesome.
All right.
Well, I am so excited to have you guys here because as we were talking a little bit, it's been so evident how God's been working through you both, through Grace's life, and just getting a little bit of the perspective, for you, Grace, of being a follower of Jesus as someone who's dealing with Down syndrome, and then also as a parent, just navigating that as well. And so we're going to kind of get right into it, and I want to start with you, Nancy, bringing you back to when you were pregnant with Grace and, you know, the excitement of delivery of a child, and just bring us into that kind of moment of all the emotions that kind of you were experiencing there.
Yeah, it was a journey. It was a blessing. I was an older pregnant woman. They call them geriatric. And because of that, I had to go through more testing than normal. So they wanted to see if there were some birth defects visible, and they ruled out some of the birth defects, but they still said there's a possibility, a slight possibility, that she could be born with Down syndrome. Well, at that point, I was like, whatever, it's fine, it's all good. I mean, I felt so blessed to be able to have this child because I wanted another one in the worst way, and never happened. And then finally, here I was. And so anyway, long story short, Gracie, the day she was born, I'll never forget, the nurse brought her to my bedside, and she was all bundled up, you know, and here she was looking at me. Kind of like, are you my mother? And I just melted, right? Just on the spot. I loved her to pieces before she was born, but even more so after. And I just knew in my heart that she was Down syndrome, but it didn't matter. Because it was like, what a gift. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. What a gift. And I just felt that God was going to carry us through. He's taken us this far. He's been good to us. He's not going to leave us now. And we had a lot of wonderful support from our friends and family, you know, in the years, months, days, months, years after that. But the one thing that I specifically remember that was the most empowering was when somebody told me, we were still in the hospital, and she said, you know, Nancy, God only gives these babies with Down syndrome to special people. He handpicks those parents. And I thought, wow, what an honor. You know, mm-hmm. I can do this. If he handpicked me to do this, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good to go.
Yeah, it's so cool to hear just the way that you immediately God spoke both just total, you know, love over this child you've been given, and then also kind of empowered you for you know, the journey ahead. And I want to get into kind of that a little bit. It was funny talking with you about the journey of realizing of you know, communicating to Grace that she has Down syndrome, and I will get to kind of both of your view on that. But Nancy, can you just start with a little bit of wrestling around
that?
Yeah,
okay, so buckle up, you guys. This is a good one, okay? So I, of course, before she was born, I was always of the belief that if you have a child with a disability, that you should treat them as much as you can like a normal child, you know what I mean? And don't coddle them, because if you do, then that disability kind of turns into a handicap, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, you have to be within reason, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, just going forward for years, I just kind of treated her like she was just an ordinary kid. And my husband and I had really high expectations of both of our children, and Grace was no exception. So, the way that I realized this was she was about, 11 or 12 years old, and we were watching a TV show, just the two of us, Born This Way. Are you guys familiar with Born This Way? It's a reality TV series that follows the lives of young adults with Down syndrome. And of course, they're talking about Down syndrome a lot, right, on the TV show. And Grace, she sits and she goes, "Mom, what is Down syndrome?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I haven't told her." And it's like, she doesn't know. So at that point, I knew, thank heavens, I had the foresight to know that I had to do this very carefully, right? Because if I'd said it wrong words, wrong way, whatever, that I could just crush her, right? Mm-hmm. So I said a prayer right then and there on the couch. I'm like, "Oh, Lord Jesus, if you want me to tell her that she has Down syndrome, you've got to give me the words, because I can't do this myself." And nothing. Like, nothing. And I'm like, "Anytime now, chirp, 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 chirp." And I thought, okay, well, he's got a different plan, so I'll just go with plan B. And I just gave her the biological definition, you know, 3 chromosomes on the 21st pair in every cell of the body, blah, blah, blah. And she seemed to be okay with that, right? But that was a wake-up call to me, like, okay, girl, you better get your ducks in the row, because she needs to know. And that opportunity showed up. A couple years later, Grace and I were up in North Dakota visiting my mom and dad. And at that time, my niece, Grace's cousin, had just been accepted at the University of Wisconsin. Okay, she was going to be playing hockey for the women's Badger team. And of course, she had to write an essay for the college application, right? So her essay was, describe somebody in your life that has made a significant influence on your life. Something to that effect, mm-hmm. right? And she wrote it about Grace. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that. So my dad, we pull it up on my laptop, and I'm reading it there at the kitchen table, and Grace is, somewhere else in the house. And then I had to get up and go away, and my computer's still up on the table, and she walks in. She sits down, she starts reading the essay, and she goes, "Hey, Mom, it says here that I have Down syndrome. Is that true?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay, this is it. Give me help here, Lord." So I pulled a chair over, and we sat knee to knee, and I held her hands, and I looked at her in the eyes, and I said, "Yes, sweetheart, yes. You are the greatest little gift. You are our amazing Grace, and God made you, and he doesn't make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And yes, you do have Down syndrome, but sweetie, you have blessed our family in so many ways. You have changed people's lives, and you continue to do that, and you're going to move mountains, girl. I just know it."
Yeah.
And so that's how she found out when she was, 14 years old.
So Grace, now I know you're eager to share your side of it. What was that like for you, finding that out? How was your reaction to all of that?
Well, I would definitely say that I was pleasantly surprised, in a good way and bad way. Because on the one hand, it's very exciting and a gift. But on the other hand, it's also kind of scary as well, because, like, well, it's kind of hard to, like, do well academically in school, because you have to, like, work harder, and it takes you longer to do well academically, and it's kind of hard for, like, making friendships, because, like, you get to see the disability instead of the person behind it, and that's kind of been scary to me in my past. It's just been so hard at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that challenge of people seeing you for that rather than for the, you know, like you mentioned, the gift that you know, God's created you to be. And so how kind of, whether, you know, through your family or whatnot, how did you kind of navigate some of those challenges of friendships and school, and how still are you kind of navigating that?
I would say that there are a few challenges. Like, for one of them, it's kind of being noticed for my disability. Mm-hmm. Instead of the human, like the person behind it. I've kind of dealt with that in my past when I was a kid, and I hadn't really fit in very well. Most people see me with Down syndrome and kind of picked on me because I was different. So I would say that kind of held me back a little bit.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, your journey of, you know, your relationship with Jesus and following him, you know, I'm sure there's wrestling kind of in your faith walk as well during that. How was kind of, what was your faith journey kind of in that, in with kind of this reality of the hardship of what you're kind of having to deal with your relationship with God?
I would say, on a positive light, that I would definitely say that God has been a really great aspect in my life. He's always been there, just kind of being on my side when I need him. And it's been really inspiring to have him, because he's always there for all the hard times in my life, and mostly just like of him just being there and just knowing that he can help me with things that needs to have help with.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, one thing we talk about a lot here at WLC is right, finding our identity in Jesus. And I think our world, you know, when they see, you know, people with Down syndrome, they make that your identity. Like, that's your whole self. And so can you just share a little bit about the, you know, this reality of your identity being in Jesus, and that you're more than just your Down syndrome, but your grace, you're a dearly loved child of God, you know. Can you just share about kind of that reality, and even, you know, where you're at now and kind of that,
of course,
discovering that identity?
I would definitely say that as a person with Down syndrome, it helps to, like, bring so much joy and a lot of impactful, inspiring things to all our people around us. And I think it's safe to say that, like, it's been a great motivative way to inspire a lot of people.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's well, I tell you what, Grace, I mean, I know my experience and everybody here that I've talked to who knows you, what they say about you is Grace just shines joy. Like, you just, every interaction, joy is just flowing out of you. And I think about how, you know, being a characteristic of Jesus that's shining in you, Jesus being a bringer of joy to the world, and how that's something that is you so embody in your faith walk and how you interact with others. And I love how it's that you see that as your gift to bless people with. Do you have any, I don't know, just examples or areas in your life where you've seen you be able to, you know, be bringing that joy and blessing people through it?
As a matter of fact, I do have a good few examples.
Well, that's good.
I would say there are two really inspiring examples that I would like to say.
Please.
One of them is, like, just walking into, like, a room, like, any room in life, like, maybe in school, church, whatever. I bring this really inspiring, motivative thinking mindset, and I've been told that my smile brightens up every single room.
That's awesome.
And I have one last example to say. One of the times that I had, I would say in high school, I have given a lot of good achievements, like getting the honor roll, like 4 years.
Wow.
She's very academically motivated.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. I always cared about my education basically all my life. I always wanted to prepare myself for success and just to be successful and having the best life like everyone else wants to.
Wow. It's, I think the way that you almost, the way you talk about it, you know, it doesn't even sound like you even view it as this, you know, big stumbling block or barrier, you know, like the way everything you say is around, this is actually a gift I could have working through to bless other people. I mean, what a testimony that you're giving to the world of, one, every life is valuable, and that God has a purpose through every life. You've seriously, I'm like speechless here just through your, how God is doing amazing things through you. I'm just thinking about us as a you know, faith community. I think oftentimes, you know, probably any disability, Down syndrome, it's so easy, for us to not, you know, notice, you know, careful, you know, care in the best way possible. Sometimes maybe we feel like we don't even know, the best way to love on, and just like, you know, we love on, you know, everyone here. What would you say is kind of maybe some advice or just something that you would say for us as your brothers and sisters in Christ that we can best care for you and anyone that we, you know, interact with that is going through a similar journey to you with Down syndrome?
Well, I would like to say something very inspiring that's kind of related to this topic.
Love it.
I just want to say to everyone here, just be your really amazing self, and like, if you see someone you don't know, just go up there and say hi, introduce yourself, and the more you keep on doing that, the better our world is going to be. Just go up to someone who you don't even know and just introduce yourself, say hi, and make the world a better place.
Yeah.
That's really all I can say.
Yeah. And you talked about how the big thing for you is people not seeing you for the Down syndrome, but seeing you as the joy-filled grace that you are, and just the encouragement of that for us to, as you know, we best walk with people in kind of whatever journey they're in and whatever thing they're you know dealing with. Is there any last things that you inspirational things? I mean, you're a inspirational speaker. I love it. Any last things you want to just share about you or how God's been working through you in your life?
Of course. I mean, I would go on for hours about this.
I mean, we could just cut the sermon, and I'll just sit down. And hey, Joel, there you go.
No, I'm not going to make you do that. But I am going to end this with on a positive note. Just be yourself and make the world a better place. No matter who you are, like if you have Down syndrome or even if you don't, just make the world a better place and be inspiring, be yourselves, and I would say just talk to a lot of people who you don't even know. That could really help our world and who we are as human beings. Just make the world a better place.
That's awesome. I feel like I need a recruit. I feel like I need a recruiter. She's more qualified to be our hospitality person than I am. I tell you what. I mean, gosh, that is the heart that we want to be in the culture here, right? That we see someone we don't know, no matter who it is, no matter where they're at in life. We talk to each other because followers of Jesus said, well, it's about being known, it's about being loved, and it's about shining the light of Jesus no matter what situation you've been handed, and just see, Lord, here's where you've put me, and you're going to work through it. And wow, what a powerful way God is doing that so clearly through you, and I think everyone sees that as well. Can I just, if you want to extend a hand, we're just going to pray over both of them. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Grace, for Nancy, for their family, their testimony. Lord, their witness that every life is valuable in your eyes, dearly loved children, and that I pray that you would fend off any message that the world says that people with disabilities are anything less than your dearly loved children. And I pray that Grace would be a witness to that truth in this world, that people would see her. And Lord, that they would see the immense joy and life that she shines even through a difficult walk, and that she can look at even the tough things and say, Lord, you're faithful, you're good, you're working through me. I have so much life to live for you. So thank you for Grace and Nancy for sharing just even a snippet of how you've been working in their lives. And I pray that we would continue to be a community that loves on and welcomes those with disabilities, people who oftentimes feel like they're being pushed to the side. Lord, you love them so dearly. So do we. And so we just pray over them going forward here. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.